Gemstone Jewelers, how can I help you?
Hi, Angie. It's Tom. How are you?
Tom, good. How are you doing?
I'm pretty good, thank you.
Good, good. How do you feel?
I feel good.
All
yeah.
good?
Yep, all
oh,
good.
Good.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, the last time I spoke with you, I was losing my voice, wasn't I?
Yeah, yes. That's what I'm asking. That's
oh
what I'm
God.
Asking. I mean, I can
know.
Hear you
that
okay.
Was,
but...
that was so weird. I literally lost my voice for 2 days, and then it came back.
Oh, my God. That's weird, huh?
Mm-hmm. I think my voice enjoyed those 2 days.
Oh. You, yes. Oh, yes. You look better quiet. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my God. So did you find out what happened? Or just
no,
the virus?
It might have been laryngitis. I have no idea. I really don't. I think just probably just a respiratory infection of some sort.
Yeah.
And, went away after a couple
oh
days.
God.
I just, you know, rested. I more or less just, I stayed home one day and didn't really speak at all. And
yeah.
kept drinking, you know, hot water with honey and, you know, just a couple of home remedies. And that was it.
Wow. And your wife was okay. And your girls too.
Yeah. They were never sick.
Oh.
So I don't know where I got it from or what happened, but.
Oh, what happened there? Yeah.
yeah.
Well, maybe that's what it was. She just needed some quiet days from
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
God said, we'll give you a rest. I'll take away Tom's voice for a couple days.
Yeah. He heard her. Oh, my gosh, no. As much as we sometimes disagree with our partners and all this and that, I don't think we ever... It really want that, you know. It's like that old lady, like I think I mentioned that before to you. Like that old lady, she used to come in a lot. Very, very sweet lady. She was married for like 70 years. And one time she came in with her caregiver, and she was getting already blind and on a wheelchair. And one time she told me, she says, sweetie, because she said 70. I said, 70 years married? So she was already, I think, like almost 90 when she was coming in.
Okay.
And I said, how do you do it, Mrs. I forgot her last name. And Falco. And anyway, and I said, how did you do it for those many, you know, years? And she was, sweetie, it's not easy. It's not easy. You know, there were some times that I just wanted to grab my husband, put him in a toilet, flush the toilet, and gone. But guess what? I would go in the toilet to grab him and pull him out because I couldn't live without him. So yes, as much as we get those disagreements and all that, we can't be without our half, you know?
Right. We still need each other. Oh, absolutely.
I know. That's what I'm trying to tell you. As much as she probably wanted you to quiet, you know? No, she won't ask for that, Tom. That's very funny. So, yeah, how can I help you? You call.
Oh, yes. I was just going through my notes from last week. Was there any progress at all on that diamond that you had asked me about? It was the lab oval. 2 carats.
Oh yeah, no, not that. Let's see, what was it? A 2.5? Or 3?
About a 2 carat, unless you needed something different. Yeah, 2 carat was the one that you had asked me about. 2 carat lab.
Oh yes. Actually, Michelle just came in yesterday, and she was asking me. She said, "Ange, the 2 carat." Lab-grown oval, and I said, Michelle, Tom gave me permission since last week. It's been on your desk and then in your box. And she did come in, I think, for like half an hour one day. And she was, you did? And I said, yeah. And she was like, oh, okay. She just looked yesterday. So
okay.
I don't know. I think
so,
she just wants to give him, this is a person that she knows, not a new client. It's just somebody that she knows, and she said, okay, well, I gotta talk to him and all that. So no, I don't think she's She just got the info yesterday.
Okay, gotcha.
So we'll see. Yeah, if you still have it, and if not, we can. At least she got an idea how much, you know.
Sure.
Because she can, you know, call you and say, you know, this is exactly what I want. But Tom, do you have lab-grown diamond earrings?
Yeah. Yep. I have lab-grown diamond earrings.
What would it be 1 carat total weight? We have a 1.5 and 2 carats, but this lady wants a 1 carat total weight. And I said, they're not much. So, and they're not much, right?
No, I have 1 carat total weights. They're $325 for the pair.
Yeah, $325 in white gold, yellow gold?
I have them in both white and yellow.
In both? Oh, perfect. Four prong?
Let me see here. So the white that I have are in the three-prong martini, and then I have the yellow in four-prong.
Yellow in four-prong. Okay.
Yeah, it looks like there are some pairs that are out on memo that I also have in white in four-prong, just not available right this moment.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay. She's not sure either what she wants, but she wants a square look. So it'd probably be the four prong. And the yellow, it wouldn't matter, I don't think so. So it might be good, the four prong yellow gold. And $325. And what's the quality of those, Tom?
These will be D to E, VS one to VS twos.
D to E? D E?
D E. Mm-hmm. Yep.
VS?
VS quality. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Okay, perfect. Then at least I know, and these are not no memo, right? We would have to buy them.
I could send for a short memo if you'd like. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay, so she put, what happened is I priced for her yesterday a second matching wedding band that she wants to get, but she doesn't know if she wants the matching band or if she wants the diamond studs, the lab grown. I'm like, well, make up your mind. So, anyway, so she's supposed to come in on this weekend and let us know whether she wants the diamond band or the diamond studs, lab grown. So I'll put this note in there so Mona will know too. So if she needs to order, she can order Monday.
Yeah, I
Mona.
Can send them. Yep, I have, yeah, it looks like a few pairs of each, so.
Oh, perfect. Okay. Well, sounds good. I'll either me or Mona will let you know if she wants to see them, the 1 carat.
Okay. Perfect. Sounds
perfect.
Great.
Yeah. Sounds good. Thank you. Thank you for calling, Tom. Now I remember to ask you that. I was able to call anyway.
Yeah. How
was
everything else then?
Everything's really, okay. You know, we were a little busy last week, probably because of Mother's Day, you know.
Yeah, go ahead. So there were people shopping a little bit for Mother's Day?
Yeah, nothing big, though. Little things. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we sold a few little things, too. So,
good.
Yeah, it's kind of hard. Some days can be good. Some days, you know, it can be a whole week with just a tons of silver stuff. But then it can be 2 days of 5,000 wedding set and another 5,000 lab grown, you know.
Yeah, right, exactly.
So you just never know, yes. But so far this week it's been a little slow.
Well, still the weekend ahead of us, so maybe you'll
see
some more traffic for the next couple of days.
Right, right. All right, Tom. Well, nice talking to you. And like
time.
I said, yeah, either Mona or I will let you know with this lady, okay? And
right.
And Michelle too. Whatever she decides on the, well,
yeah, the overall. Yeah, I could definitely get that for, you know, at any time as well.
Yeah, whenever she talks to the client. Oh my God. Yeah, thank you, Tom. I'll talk to you later.
Okay, thank you, Angie.
Okay,
have a nice day.
Bye bye. You too. Bye.